Travel the World, a new play for Penison FM, written by Steve Dobson.
You're such a cheapskate, Percy.
I'm not, Doris. I'm just careful.
Careful? Tight, you mean?
No, Doris. Careful. There's a difference between being tight and being careful, isn't there?
No. Not in your case.
Look after the pennies and the pounds.
We'll never get spent. Not with you around, they won't. Cheapskate.
Not.
Ah.
Not.
Camel and sand. That's all I have to say. Anyhow, we're here.
What? Oh, right. So we are...
Well, you might sound a bit more enthusiastic, Percy Petlip.
Enthusiastic? Why should I be enthusiastic? You just have to spend me money, that's all.
Our money, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
Definitely poorer. When I was young, I had no sense. I bought some buttons for 18 pence. Now I'm married, my money's gone. I've got no shirt to put my buttons on.
You are daft, you know. You're not poor, you've got me. I'm your sugar mama.
Aye, that'd be right. Not.
Look, come inside. You might be pleasantly surprised.
I wouldn't bet on it. Where are we then?
Travel the world. We guarantee you the best holiday of your life. We're going away.
I'm going mad. I'm broke.
Shut up. Come on, Percy. In you go.
Hello, I'm Mandy.
Climey.
Percy, behave.
Not to worry. I get that all the time. Now, how can I help you?
Well, we're looking for a relaxing holiday.
And cheap.
Relaxing? Any destination in mind?
I don't know. Somewhere exotic. Abroad.
Somewhere cheap.
Ignore him. I do.
Do you like Spain? The Canaries? The Balearics?
That sounds...
Percy.
Interesting.
No, we've been there before. Is there anywhere else that you might recommend?
Cyprus is lovely at this time of the year. When were you thinking of going?
Soon as we can, really.
Sooner we go, sooner she can spend me money.
You really are getting on my nerves now, Percy.
Well, we have some late deals at the moment.
Going cheap?
Most definitely. What kind of accommodation were you looking for?
Hotel or apartment?
Camping.
Camping?
Hotel.
Tent.
Hotel.
Tent.
Listen, why don't I gather some prices for you and then you can compare? How about that?
Fine, as long as it's cheap.
You're cheap, you tightwad.
So that's Cyprus, in a hotel, apartment or tent. How long for?
2 weeks.
Well, I was thinking...
2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
Paphos is a popular tourist destination at this time of the year.
Paphos? Sounds nice. Is it by the sea?
It is, madam. Right on the coast.
Bet it's really busy.
It can get that way.
And touristy.
Yes, sir. As I said, it is one of the most popular tourist resorts.
I want somewhere quiet.
What?
Really quiet.
Really?
Somewhere I can relax. Chill out. Ponder on the existence of life.
Ponder on the what? You just don't want to spend any money.
No, relax. Like in the hills. Maybe camping.
Back to that, are we? Camping? Don't you think we're getting a little bit too old to go camping?
What?
Well, you know how out of breath you get when you have to blow up the airbeds.
I don't.
And how yours always deflates by the morning.
I'll get a new one.
And how you have to get up, get dressed, unzip the bedroom inner, zip it back up, unzip the kitchen, zip it back up, unzip the front door, zip it up again, and then trek across a cold, muddy field in the dead of night in your slippers to go to the toilet.
Bah.
At least 3 times a night.
It'd be an adventure.
You hate camping.
No, I don't. Not really. Are there any camping sites on Cyprus?
One or two, sir.
Where? Somewhere quiet?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, good.
In the forest.
Sounds splendid.
Up a mountain?
Yes.
Mount Trudos.
Beautiful, clean air.
Certainly that, sir.
Miles away from anywhere.
Could be.
Full of flies and creepy crawlies.
And 2 hours away from the beach.
Fantastic.
Out of the question.
Eh?
2 hours to the beach?
There are some tiny villages nearby. One has a pool bar.
See, there you. A pool.
You have to pay to swim there.
You don't want to swim, really, do you, Doris?
I don't want to be 2 hours away from the beach either. How much does it cost?
Accommodation only. It's £500 per week.
What? £500 per week? To sleep in a tent and blow up your own airbed?
I know. It is rather expensive, isn't it?
Expensive? More like robbery with violence, you mean?
It is secluded, sir.
I don't care. Too dear. What else have you got?
Well, camping-wise, that's it, really. Unless you want to go up around Nicosia.
How far from the beach is that, then?
Over 4 hours, madam.
Absolutely not. I'm putting my foot down with a firm hand here, Percy.
Are you sure, Doris?
Abso-flippin-lutely, Percy. I could stay in a luxury hotel for that kind of money. And have a proper bed and toilet.
So, shall I look at hotels, madam?
Yes, in Paphos, please.
We have hotels in Limassol, Ayanapa and Protaris too.
No, Paphos. I like the sound of that.
How about this then, madam? Paradise Hotel. Sea view, breakfast on the private terrace, sunbeds on the private beach included, jacuzzi, ensuite, double room.
Sounds delightful.
It sounds expensive.
Shut up.
It's £450 a week.
We'll take it.
What?
That doesn't include flights.
I don't care. Book it, Dano.
2 weeks in the Paradise Hotel. That's it. Booked. Now, what about the flights?
Can we go by carrier pigeon?
Ignore him. Yes, flights from Manchester, please.
Early morning flights are cheaper.
Now you're talking.
£120 each to fly at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Seems fair to me.
If you think I'm getting up to fix breakfast for you at that time, you're dafter than you look.
And check-in is 2 hours before.
Breakfast? More like supper. We'll have to set off at 11:30 at night to get there.
Exactly.
Fine, we'll take it.
Why? Oh, I know. We get an extra day in the sun.
And we can sleep on the plane, so we save an extra night in the hotel. Result?
You really are tight-fisted, Percy.
Do we want to sit together?
What? Now?
On the flight?
Yes. No. Yes!
Yes.
That'll cost extra, of course. Do you want to choose your seats?
Up the front, please.
He likes to pretend he's flying the plane.
No. There's extra space for your feet.
That's right. But that costs a little extra.
Ah, much extra.
Never mind. We'll take front seats.
Do you want to eat?
Of course we want to eat.
He'd starve if he didn't eat every 4 hours.
I'm hungry.
No, you're just fat and greedy, you mean.
I have a healthy appetite.
For a hippo, yes. For a human, no way.
Food is extra. Hot meals cost more than a sandwich, obviously.
2 hot meals, please.
Doris, the price is going up.
Be quiet, you. I want to enjoy my holiday.
Increased baggage allowance?
He'll need it.
Why?
Because of all that excess baggage you're carrying around on your stomach. That's why. Yes, increased allowance, please.
We can also offer first-class lounge facilities at the airport. Free glass of champagne and hors d'oeuvres with as much tea and coffee as you can drink. All in luxurious private lounge away from all the other passengers.
What do you think, Percy?
Soothing and relaxing before you fly off to your holiday destination. Puts you in a mellow mood.
No, Doris.
Yes, please, Mandy.
Am I invisible?
No, unfortunately not, but I'm not listening to you.
And how are you getting to the airport?
Well, my mate Barry's got a car. He'll take us.
A car? A jalopy, you mean?
It's a 1950s classic.
It's a wreck. An accident waiting to happen. Didn't he crash it into a field last week?
He might have.
He can't see. That's why he crashed. We'll go in a taxi.
Well, madam, we can offer an exclusive service to our customers.
Exclusive, eh, Percy? That sounds good.
Sounds very dear to me.
A limousine and chauffeur will bring you into the first-class lounge. Your bags will be carried into and out of the limousine, so you won't have to lift a finger.
That sounds delightful.
No, Doris.
Quiet. I'm having a bit of luxury for once. Limousine service, please.
Wonderful, madam. I'm sure you'll have an exceptional holiday.
We better do now. How much does that all come to? No, don't tell me. I'd rather not know.
Yeah, his wallet has a panic attack when he opens it. It's such a rare event.
Okay, so 2 weeks in the Paradise Hotel in Paphos. Flights, front row seats, 2 hot meals, first class lounge and limousine service. That'll be £3,420, please.
Somebody pinch me. I thought you said £3,420.
I did.
Nah, I'm not here. It's a dream, a nightmare. Wake me up.
Stop acting about, you silly beggar. You're treating me. Get your wallet out.
Are you sure?
Wallet out now. Oh, look, he's gone pale. And he's had to break through the cobwebs in his pocket to reach his wallet.
Oh, take it, take it. I can't fight it anymore. I can't fight the inevitable.
That's £3,420. There, that's gone through. Enjoy your holiday now, Dotty Love.
Thanks, Mand. See you on Thursday for lunch.
Dotty Love? Mand? Eh? I can't breathe.
Don't be so pathetic, Percy Pitkin. It's only money. Get it spent. What else are you meant to do with it?
Travel the World was written by Steve Dobson and starred Katie Smart as Mandy the Travel Agent, Anne Dobson as the long-suffering Doris Pitkin, and Keith Barner as Percy Pitkin. Technical direction from Brian Robinson, produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.